Ranzimen Mem Zayin Dine Birchas Atayre Bo Yudalat Seifim Sif Alef Birchas Atayre Zorich Lizoyer Bo Moid. Very frightful lotion of the Machaber that one has to be very careful in Birchas Atayre. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Birchas Atayre Ein Bishagesah Yisimach of Dalet the Masik Shebirchas HaTayre Hu Min HaTayre. The Birchas HaTayre is a mitzvah min HaTayre to make Birchas HaTayre. Vilochem. And therefore the Shagasaya says, so if this is a chiyuv min HaTayre to be meborech, a mistapik loy, so if he has a suffix, im beirach Birchas HaTayre, chayzer meborech, that means, that's what we say, Sofik brachas lahokul, he does not have to make the brach over again. That is because brachas are the rabbonim. So we say sofik brachas lahokul. But let's say birchas hamozin, if a person ate, and he was saveya, he's chayim in birchas hamozin in a taira. And now he's mesupik. Did he bench or didn't he bench? So then the lochis is sofik deraisu lachumre, and he has to bench. Mi sofik, al sofik deraisu lachumre. So Mamelus of the Shagasai says, if the chiyu of Birchas HaTayre is a chiyu of the Raisa, so Mamelus of his Mesupik, did he make the brocha? Didn't he make the brocha? So he's Mechuyiv to make the, also we say, Sovik the Raisa Luchum, he's Mechuyiv to make again the brocha. Choyzom Mavos. Umikol Moke, Kivin Shuhu Loi Sovik. Since he has a suffix, la yivorech ella birchas ashebach abono shehi amahula shebebrachis. There are two brachis in birchas atayre. There's a birchas hamitzvahs, ashekishonu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivonu. There's a birchas ahido ashebach abono mikol ha'amim. So both these brachas are zichanat min ha-teire. One can be yaitze with one bracha. Min ha-teire, one is yaitze with one bracha. So therefore, so the Shagasaya says that if he's mesupik, so he's not going to say sofik de-raise l'chumre, but he makes one bracha. And the asher bracha bono, this is the ma'ulu shebe bracha, so he makes this bracha. Kedisa b'gmora. The Gemara says that the brocha shabocha bono is the more choshev than the other brocha. So kaponim, so according to the Shagasaya, we have these two halachas. Halacha number one, that birchas ateres midaraisis. So memele, so from that we can derive if a person is misupik. Did he make birchas ateres? Did he not make birchas ateres? So he has to make the bracha misafik, but you just make one bracha. Al-Kapana, but he's yaitze, but the Shabbach al-Bono, which is also going a matan toize, Al-Kaponim, it's not a bichas ha-mitzvah, but min ha-toire, you have to mention, Bach al-Bono, the tool says it's going a maim with al-Sinai. The Rebbeinu was boich ha-klo, Yisov ha-Noslan, Nostarosim, Yitoich ha-Ish. So we're speaking about maim with al-Sinai. So maim with al-Sinai is already a broche on Teire, but it's not a bichas ha-mitzvah, but min ha-Teire, Yitzo b'tis. That is the Shita Sashagas Ha-Yu. Pa'ayim b'shar ha-Tshuve, she'evi b'shem k'tas ha-Choynim, de-Soyvrim, the misafik lo yachsav yivorech. The Sharet Shuvah says, Adach reinim hold, misafik, you do not make a bracha. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, Abem is kosher miyoid lismoy chaleyim. So even though I agree there are other achreinim that hold misafik, you don't make a bracha. Abahachay da'abi rishoinim, but there are many rishoinim that hold it's a deraisa, Lehema Aramban, Vachinoch Varashbe, Shesaivram de Birkas Ater Minatoire. So from Emele, we're playing with fire over here. We have Gdele Rishen behold the Tadaraisa. So the Shaitzum is Achoinim that say, he says, but we have Rishen behold the Tadaraisa. Do you do a Shainish Mishainim Evorach ala Teira Godol Miyay? So Emele, it's pretty scary to say that he shouldn't make a brocha. To take on the hachor of the Shari Tshuva, since Lemaise, the Rishonim that hold it at the Raisa. So he says like this, Ach im nizkar ze la'acher ha'tfile, shekvar birech birches aber rabbe, ev shedi yesh lohoko beze, afilo umleilom ha'tekev la'acher ha'tfile prime godem. Now, he's saying a very interesting thing. Now, in order to understand this prima godem, let us just mention Aloha begin to learn later. The Mechaber later in this simen is Mesupik. Like this, when one says Bichas HaTeira, he has to learn afterwards. That's one Yesod. Yesod number two, if a person wants to be yaitze with Birchas HaTeir with Abba Rabbe, he could be yaitze with Abba Rabbe. Now, Yisrael number three, if he says Abba Rabbe, and right afterwards he said Krishma, is he yaitze the mitzvah of Limud HaTeir with Krishma? So that's a whole tumult. The Mechaber says, Yesh li stapek isagi bekeire krishme samach lo miyad b'li hefzik. So the Mechaber, what? We'll talk about that. Maybe with this week. What? Yeah. Okay. I'll kapon him. So we asked this kasha. I wanted to say the Gemara has to speak about it was Machad L'Hashem Limud HaTeir also. But Al Kaponim, the Mechaber is Mesupi. Could be, I'm Yaitzim with Krishma. So Zuk the Prima Godem Azai. So he says, let's say a person davened Bichas Krishma, he said Krishma, And then after Shmenesre, he's finished davening already. Someone taps him on the shoulder. Did you say Birchas HaTeira today? What do you say? I don't remember. Zit the Prima Godem, say a Svek Sveike. Maybe he did say Birchas HaTeira. I don't remember. And Afilu, he didn't say Birchas HaTeira. Maybe you're Yaitza with Krishma. So the Prima Godem says, if he davened already, so now the Mishabur wants to say, maybe it's not too bad if he doesn't make a bracha after he davened, because if a svek svek, could be he don't have to make a bracha. So I don't know, it's maybe it's a deraisa, but if a svek svek. So that's one thing. So then he agrees that he shouldn't make again Bichas HaTeira. Efshi yesh lokum zafilim loyloma tekef lacha atfila, prima godin. Now, Vim Yochel Lavakish Meacher, she yetiyena bebichas HaTeira. He says, about, again, Mishnah Berurah was already scared. This psak of the Shari Tshuva, his Roshanim holds it to the rice. He says he should make a brach over again. He didn't feel too secure with this psak. So he says, if he can get someone to be mighty him, oy she yechavim letchatchile bebichas Ava Rabbe Lifter Veluma Teikem Lacha Tvile Matai Tzal Kaponim. One should do this. That means not the way the Shari Tshuva says you don't have to make a bracha over again. I'll buy that. You shouldn't make a bracha over again. You hold this place in the hole. You don't have to make it over. But don't go away and say I'm scot free. So be mishnadol to make sure you yaitzos bichas HaTeira, that someone else be mighty you, or heaven's in an Ava Rabbe, that you should be yaitzos with bichas Ava Rabbe and learn right afterwards. Of a prat, lefi ma shemetzosi achakach b'sefer ma'im amodchai, shemevi b'shem ha'obushvay l'stomit gam kendo umid ha'rabot. Later I found the ma'im amodchai, that holds it to the Rabbonin Tokem. I'm a Molchai, a Levush, and a Lestomit. So Lemaise, now we have a whole settle of Paiskim that holds it to the Rabbonin. So then the Sharetshub is right. So we can't stam as I make Rabichas Atayra Misofik the way the Shagasai assumes. But Rabbi Tzach Lizorich Atchilu Lassis Kain. So therefore, if a person is Misofik, don't feel you're scot-free. Be mishtado to be mekayim b'chasateire, let someone else be meitzi you, or have in zinin to be yitzi ba'av rabbi, and you should learn right after the davening. O b'chasateire b'tzibo, now, this din of b'chasateire b'tzibo, the reise the rabbonim, that's a machlekes apayski. But a person who's oile l'teire, and he makes boch asher boch abonu, that every lekul alma the rabbanon mishum kvei datzibo that is zicha the rabbanon the kechiv shei kva birach b'shachis. But others say it's a baisbo. But if a person is mesupik, if he made birchas atayr or not, so there's one of two things. If he is pulled by the gabe, he says, "Please call me up, so I can have the list." So say Hashemoch abonu akol b'yoytzu with Hashemoch abonu, which is a very good thing. If he doesn't get pulled by the gabbai, but he's pulled by the oile, so he tells the oile, the heavens didn't to be made to me with Asher Bochabon. So that is a nature. Okay, let's go a little further. Now, the Mechaba said, Amir the Kaloshan, Tzorich li Yizoyer bo oid, Birchas Ater is something someone should be very, very nizare. So what does this mean, Moid? Two things. Number one, Shloi Lumoid Ache Yevorech, that means he shouldn't, he'll learn without a broch, maybe he didn't make a broch. No, this is a shrek, learning without a broch is a shrek. And number two, Yevorech Oiso Besimcha Gedoilo. This is a Mered Kizach, that a person, the broch should be said Besimcha Gedoilo. Now he's going to elaborate. Where do we see this tremendous chaimer of Birchas Atayre, and it should be said the Simcha? The Matzinu Sha'amur Chazal, Nabim's a Gemara Netorim, Zamur Viki Gemara, Ama Ovdo Ha'oret. Why? This is a Posik, so we're speaking about the Bayis Rishon. Why was the Bayis Rishon Nechav? Al ma ov doret vayomer Hashem al ozvom teirosi. So we see something very interesting. There's a question. Al ma ov doret. We have to understand the question, and the answer vayomer Hashem. So the Rabbi Shum said the reason. So the Gemara, V'amul Chazal. This is the Gemara in the Dorim Zakeyal of Hamadalu. Shadav Zarisha al Neviim. Alma of the Horet. The Nevi'im were posed with a question, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Why was the Beis HaMikdash Nechav? Yeah, Akasha. Now, let me just interject Akasha, but later we'll explain a terror to this Akasha. The Gemara in Yuma says, you know why Beis HaMikdash was Nechav? The Bayis Rishon. And here we'll see a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says they asked the Nevi'im, "Amo of the Oret?" That's a Mered Kikasha. The Nevi'im did not know what Oret. What? The Kasha was, why was the Beis HaMikdash Choref? Why did they go in Golis? This never should have occurred. Oh, that's a kasha on the Gemara's kasha. We'll come to this soon. That's a kasha on the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says the Nevi'im were posed with this kasha. They were asked this kasha. They didn't have an answer. So let's go a little further. V'amul Chazal, Shadov Zanisha L'Nevi'im Ama of the Oret. And what was the kasha? She Yisrael ha'yoyskim b'toyre. Even we're learning. We'll come to that. And that was the kasha. Umatzinu שכל זמן שיועסקים בתורה, ויתא הקדוש ברוך הוא על אבינו ישראל. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, we'll elaborate on this soon, but the Kasha was, even we're learning. That was no Shaila. The Batei Midrashim were full. They were learning. So the Kasha said, he didn't have Eris. That's no Teretz. If Yidin are learning, the Rabbi Nishlam is Mavata and Averis. So now we have a Kasha. That was the Kasha. We'll explain this a little later. L'chein lo yodu ame ovdo. Says Nabiyin Dinah, it's a good Kasha. They called it, look, all the Batei Midrashim are full, they're learning. Keseida, sama ovdo. Vakadish bochu ha-boichin lebovis. Now the Rabbi Nishlam was boichin lebovis. That means they saw the Batei Midrashim were full. But the Rabbi Nishlam is a-boichin lebovis. He knows what is doing in their heart. Yoda, the Rabbi Nishlam knew, ki af al pi shehoyu oiskim b'teire. They were learning. They oiskim l'shem limud ha-teire. They were not learning l'shem limud ha-teire. Ela kemoisha leimdim sha-chochmas. They were learning like you learn other chochmas. We'll explain this also. Just one second. We'll explain this. We'll explain this more than that. Much more than that. V'lachein, therefore, loy bilchu b'chas ha-teire. Therefore, they didn't make b'chas ha-teire. Shaloi hoisa ha-teire chshume b'neim, because the teire wasn't choshu. V'lachein loy hidino. And therefore the Torah was not made yet. Now, so they didn't protect them. So now let's just give a little insight in what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. There's a Chedush Yechsam Sefer Mesechtes Nedorim. There is a Beis Halevi in Parshas Mishpotem that say, Amor de Kipshat, the Gemara, this will very well fit in to what the Mishnah Berurah say. They say there are two ways to understand why a person learns. One way is that he should know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That means if I don't learn, so I won't know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So you have to learn this tayag mitzvahs, and without learning, you won't know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's one way to learn. I'm learning to know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs, which is a very pure reason to learn. Fine. But if you're learning for this purpose, so it comes out that the learning is only a preparation to know how to do the mitzvahs. That means I have to know how to do the mitzvahs. For Al Capone, that's 100% true. If I know, I can stop. Maybe there's other mitzvahs I don't know. But theoretically, the whole purpose of learning is just to acquire knowledge how to do the mitzvahs. If we look at it in this light, so then the Torah is called a Heksher Mitzvah. That means the limit of Torah, through learning, I know how to do the mitzvahs. Now let's talk about another Heksha Mitzvah. I'll put tzitzis on my beged. Without putting tzitzis on my beged, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. When I put the tzitzis on my beged, do I make a bracha? No, we don't make a bracha. Why not? Because this is a Heksha Mitzvah. That means putting the tzitzis on my beged enables me to put on the beged and mekayim the mitzvah of levisha tzitzis. So I have to put tzitzis on the beged. I'll make a sukkah. Without a sukkah, I can't be mekayem mitzvah shishiva sukkah. But the making of the sukkah is only a preparation to enable me to have a sukkah to sit in. That's called a heksher mitzvah. And a heksher mitzvah, you don't make a mitzvah. That when I make a sukkah, I don't make a bracha. When I'm mekayem the mitzvah, I make leishev a sukkah. I'm doing others hold. Well, when a person makes a sukkah, makes a shechyonu. The others like to make a shechyonu because Baruch Hashem, I have a sukkah with which to mekayim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. But the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah you want mekayim through making the sukkah. Now, you don't make a bracha on the heksher mitzvah. Now, there's another way to understand the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. The Torah is the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah. And there's a mitzvah to learn and to understand the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah. Even though it's not Negeya Milamaisa, I'm going to learn now Hilchus Kabbonis. So if I'm a Kohen and I have to know how to do that way, so then my learning could be understood. I don't know. I have to learn Zvokim, I have to learn the Rabbim Hilchus Maisa Kabbonis. I have to know what to do. I have to know the Halachas. That's true. But now let's say, this is not Beis HaMikdosh, and I still want to learn the Halachas. Why am I learning the Halachas? Not to know what to do, but I want, this is the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah, and I want to learn, this is the Chochmas Hashem, and I want to learn and delve into the Torah Hashem to understand it better and better and better, the depths of the Torah. There's no shir, the magnitude of the Torah is no shir, this is Chochmas Hashem, and I want to learn to the best of my capabilities how much I can understand the Torah. That is called Limud Lishmo. Lishmo means L'shem Torah. I'm not learning it to be able to do something. I'm learning it to understand Torah. That's the Choshiva Oifen of Limud HaTorah. That's the Choshiva Oifen. That means Torah has in itself, the Torah has in itself, it's a Heksha also. And let us just go for 1 minute. Women make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, they don't have a limud, they don't have a mitzvah of limud HaTorah, but they have to know the halachas. So, the aposik, shinantam lebanach v'leil lebanaisech. Aposik, there's no mitzvah of limud HaTorah by those. What? Yes, it's a different aposik. Lebanach v'leil lebanaisech. This is a aposik. So, al kaponim, now, the Yidden who learned Torah, the Shas Techubim, they did not make a bracha on it. They did not make a bracha. Why did they not make a bracha? Because they held it was a Heksha Mitzvah. So since it was a Heksha Mitzvah, they don't have to make a bracha. So they did not evaluate Torah as a limud b'fnei atzmai, as a chshivus b'fnei atzmai. They looked at Torah as a chokhmah. It's not something intellectual. It's a chokhmah to tell me what to do. But to tell me what to do, they held on that, you don't make a bracha. So memeila, that's number one. Now, that's also true. That's also true. Yeah, but Al Kaponim, but besides that, 100% true. But besides that, there's another mitzvah of Torah. There's another mitzvah of Torah. If a person wants to understand the Torah, like the, let me just say one thing. The Baal HaTanya says, if a person understands a halacha, but understands the halacha like, understand that, knowing what to do, he understands the halacha. He says there's no greater dveikus to the Rabbeinu Shalom with this person. Because Kutsche Bericho Vairaisa Chadu, the Torah and the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Torah is Rotzen Hashem. So I encompass in my mind Rotzen Hashem. If it's in my mind, I know and I understand what Rotzen Hashem. Ein lecho dveikus godol mizeh. It's a meridic union that the person becomes Mechuba to the Rabbeinu Shalom. This Torah is a different Torah in Ganzen. Now, there's a Muradik Chassam Seifa ala Torah in Parshas Tzav. The Chassam Seifa says this, he says, a Muradik Azach. There's two psukim. There's one posuk, Zeis Torah's Ho'oilo. The Gemara Darshan's Kol Ho'oisik Torah's Oilo, Ki'ilu Hikrim Oilo. That's one pasuk. Then there's another pasuk. Zois ha-toiro lo oilo lachatos. So the Gemara Darshan's Kol she'oisik b'toiro lo yitzorich lo yoilo v'loichatos. He doesn't need it. Two pasukim. So the Chassam Sefer says, both pasukim are moiridik. Zeis teures ha-oilo, if the teures, because I want to know how to be makrev an oilo, I want to know dinei oilo. So then, it's a hechshe to do the mitzvah. So it's not better that you don't need an oilo. It's kilo hikrev oilo, because learning how to be makrev an oilo is kilo hikrev oilo. That's zeis teures ha-oilo. But zeis ha-teiro, if a person is learning Torah, l'shem Torah, I want to understand I'm not a kohen and I won't be makrabin. There's no Beis HaMikdosh. But I want to learn, this is Torah Hashem. I want to try to understand to the best of my capabilities, the Torah. So that lo'ilo, he doesn't need it. Lo'ilo doesn't need it. That Torah is a merdike Torah. Now, Let me just tell you one more thing. There's a Muradika Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas B'chukosai. And the Chaim HaKadosh brings a Moshul, and then he says something Mu'uyimdik. He brings a Moshul. The Mufoshim of the Chaim, he just mentions it B'kitza, but there's a Moshul. What's the Moshul? There was once a king that had one of his servants used to play a violin, and the king Mamish was Moiradik Hanoah from this person. This person did a lot of avlis, but the king looked away. I mean, he played for him at Mamish. He had such a tiny gusni, nothing. Once this violinist got in a fight with someone else, and he cut off his hand, so then he couldn't play anymore. The minute he couldn't play, the king hung him up. This guy was a nut because he didn't play. He did a lot of avlis. But Kol's man, he had an achas ruach from him that from his playing, he looked away. But the minute he couldn't play anymore, then he looked at the yashayget. He did these avlis and the yachayev to be hung up. Fine. Now we're going to see Moiradik Ezach. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah and we'll see Moiradik Ezach. What? So just one more thing. I'll tell you a Moiradike Loshon the Chaim HaKadosh, which is Pilei Ployim. You would think maybe a Reformed rabbi wrote it. Al Kaponim the Chaim HaKadosh wrote it. Listen to what the Chaim HaKadosh says. The Chaim HaKadosh says, Hagam sheyiyu in the beginning of the Teicheche in Parshas B'chukosai says ve'im loisish mo'uli. That's the beginning of the Teicheche. Zot Teichaim HaKadosh Hagam sheyiyu Yisrael oivdei avayde zore vo'oisim kol la'aveiches. You hear that? Ve'yu oiskim b'teure lo'yo yanechre v'abayis. The bayis wouldn't become chol. That's why the Teichoche starts Bimloi Sishmuli, and then brrr. But if with Sishmuli, it means if you'll be dovuk, and you want to know Teichos Hashem, but if it's Sishmuli, then he brings this marshal, the Rebbein Shalom has such a nachas from him. So the melody would never be a teichach. That's what the Chaim HaKadosh says. A virus will not make a teichach. But, im lo yisishmuli, then we take into cheshbon all the virus you have done. Now let's just say over the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see more of the gezachen in this Mishnah Berurah. V'omru chazal, shedovu zanishol ha-neviyim Allah of the Horeth, sheyisroel haya oiskim b'teire. There was a kasha. Yidin ha-oisik b'teire, umotzinu, she'kolz man she'yoiskim b'teire, vita ha-kodesh bochu alavoy neseyim. You hear? The Nebiyim knew this, Echaim ha-kodesh. That if they'll be oisik b'teire, they're doing a meiris, aber vita alavoy neseyim. There was shvichas domim avoy nezor and gilai royis. But kolz man the oisik b'teire, it's ha-kodesh bochu vita alavoy neseyim. And that's the marshal of the menag.
L'chein lo yodu ama'ovdo. So they didn't know. So why? They didn't understand about the Midrashim or Phil. V'kodesh Baruch ma'boichem levoves yodu. But he knew why they're learning Torah. Ki avo pisho yoyiskim b'toyre. Leho yoyiskim l'shem limud ha'toyre. They weren't learning it as limud ha'toyre. Al kamay shalemdim sha'achachmas. And a person learns achachmas. Why is he learning it? He wants to know what to do. He learns medicine to know that there has to be a doctor, what prescriptions he should give. So all chachmas are the tachlises to know what to do. Shalemdim sha'achachmas. V'lochein lo'y bilcho bat bichas ha'toyre. So he didn't make bichas ha'toyre. Shloi hoita ha-toyro chshuva b'neim. That means the toyro mitzad atmoi without the guidance of telling me what to do and how to do. There's a chshivis of toyre. L'chein lo higino. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, that the reason it wasn't Megan because they were not machshiv Torah as an entity b'fnei atzmoi. And if by them, if they don't have this chashivah, then there's no union of a vita. Vita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're oisik b'teiras Hashem, I fall to, I do averes. The man shall look away, and that's the marshal of the menagin and the melech. V'lachay, therefore, Torah lizor miyoyit. So a person has to be very careful with Bichas HaTorah, to give a broch and velita in haido, al shebroch abon, that we have, for nos alonas teirosai, the broch is on, the teir, al teirosai, and the teir of its adatmai, that's the broch. Gam omru chazal, so that's why it's ugly zoem b'miroi, כמום בחזאו שאני זויכה חס ושום ריס ואיבן תמת חוכם עבור זה שאני ניזר בביחס התאירה. He won't have a child at תמת חוכם. So the Beis HaLevi says, אמור ידי כפשט, the Beis HaLevi says, that means, it matters why the father is learning תאירה. If the father is learning תאירה, because he wants to know what to do. So Memele, so he says, if that's the reason why the father's learning Torah, so his son has to be a Ben Torah, his son can be a businessman, and then someone else will be another role will tell him what to do. If the whole tachlis is to tell him to know what to do, so your son has to be a Rav, your son can be a Balabas, and then wow, what, you'll go to a Rav to find out what to do. If by the father, limud ha-Torah is choshuv, that I have the privilege to learn Torah Hashem. So then, it's choshuv by the father. So then, will be zeichet to such a son also. If but by the father gufe, the whole inyan of limud ha-Torah is just knowing what to do. So good. So because of that, your son has to be a Talmud Chochem. Then your son will be a businessman and. So that's the Zohar Miyai. Bein le Midrash. Let's finish Tzibayis. Tzorech le Vorech. Person she make Birchas HaTere. Bein le Mikro. Bein le Mishno. Bein le Gemore. Hago. Bein le Midrash. And Midrash means over here. Bechilte, Sifro, Sifri, Teres Koinim. That's the Midrash Chazal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ומחבא גם כן בידי בזה, or the sphere לידו בכלל מיקרו. That's called מיקרו. That means how to understand the ספרו, the ספרים, the מחילתי are the אופנים, how we understand the פוסק is תוירה. תוירה is תוירה נביאים כסובים בשני הסגמורי. The מדרושים, that's also תוירה, because that's the way we figure out the what the Torah means. That's Midrash. That's Limud HaTorah.
If I learn Midrash, right,
does that feel like Taiwan, Ukraine, you're learning Torah. Rashi brings down the Midrash Chazal. Rashi is explaining the Pesukim. That's Sichat. That's Sichat. Okay, that's yeah, aber Kaponim, that's Teure. Mishne is also Teure Shebarpe. Mishne is Teure Shebarpe. Gemara is also Teure Shebarpe. But Teure. God, the Dirshu brings down over here, Baruch HaShulchan is Mesupik. If a person learns Chochmas HaKabole, if you make Birchas HaTeure on that, and what's the Sofi? Because Chochmas HaKabbalah is a Chochma. I know the Tutzach and the Lamas HaYainis. I know it's very kosher. But could be, so this is not Teure. This is more than the Yiddish. But Teure is Teure Shebiksav and Teure Shebarpeh. In the Yifanim, how I understand these Teure. Chochmas HaKabbalah is Nimsa Misina, and this could be, he has a topic, maybe that's not, he can make a Birchas HaTeure on it. Grat, he brings also down if a person will learn a Digduk Sefer. So he's learning a Digduk Sefer, how to understand the Psukim. That means, one of the Rashi explains the Psukim with Digduk, I have to understand. So that could be, that's Bechlau, that's Mikro, that's Talmud Teure. Could be. That's. What? Yeah. Could be. Yeah. I mean, that's the second thing. Not about the creating the world. I'll talk upon them. That's a person cannot understand Taylor. Without knowing the alibi. I don't know. No, but if I want to learn Torah, leave that Torah is a mitzvah of Neyatzmai. The actions of the whole reason of the Torah is to know what to do. That could be, that's good. About that enables me to learn Torah. By them, the whole Torah was only enabling me to be Mekayim Mitzvah. Agavulche, we say every day, Lilmoid Ulalamid Lishmer Velasais, Ulakayim. So what's all these Lashaynis? So the Nitziv brings down the Bahag. The Bahag says there's four Mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah. Lilmoid is one Mitzvah Lilmoid. L'lamed is a mitzvah to teach others. There's a mitzvah shinantum. It's the mitzvah of limud HaTorah to learn or teach others. Lishmoyer is to chaza over, to remember. Ushmartem, you should remember it. Shmartem is a mishnah, you should chaza it over. What lasois? Lasois is to mechadesh chidushim. That's an asiyah, what a person is doing. And then that's the four chalokim of mitzvahs limud HaTorah. So the last place is the way we understand it, to understand it better, to mechadesh chedushim. Well, the kayim, that's the mitzvah. That's not limud HaTorah already. The same with Rebbeinu, Lahovin, Al-Haskel, Mishmoya, Lumud, Lamed, Lishma, Velasi. These are the four mitzvahs of limud HaTorah. And then the lakayim, now one became the mitzvahs also. But in the last place, that's the chelik of limud HaTorah. To go into depth and to be machadish and to be marchiv more and more in the divrei Torah. So he says, could be. You can make a brocha. He says the matters who wrote the Digduk Sefer. He says if you have an elachiv, then you can learn it. If it's not an elachiv.